And as we were discussing there, the fallout from the Queensland election is already being felt in Canberra. The Nationals already saying they're going to push to differentiate their brand from the Liberal Party. Bill Shorten has made way in the studios for Michelle Grattan. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
So the Queensland election may have been decided on state issues, as the PM asserts, but there will be ramifications for the federal government, starting with the Nats. How much will this result embolden the Nats to go their own way on issues, for instance, like the Banking Commission of Inquiry?
I think it will embolden them because this is a direction in which they've already been going. They feel that they've got to carve out their separate identity to maximise their votes and maximise their chances of preserving their marginal seats. And this just reinforces that message to them.
And two electoral tests coming up for Malcolm Turnbull on the heels of this, the New England by-election on Saturday, which Barnaby Joyce, according to the poll, should win easily. A more difficult test, perhaps, is in the by-election in Bennelong. How much does the Queensland state election result turbocharge any result in Bennelong, do you think?
I think it does quite a lot, because what it means is that Malcolm Turnbull just has more burdens, more difficulties. We're all talking about the federal fallout of this state election, and so he loses time. The attention is negative. Now, already Bennelong was very important. There was no doubt about that. Mm. But if there's a bad result in Bennelong, if there's a big swing, or if it was lost, then I think that he goes into the Christmas period in a very, very parlous state indeed. Remember, that's a mid-December election. Of course, we should also put the other side, that if the swing in Bennelong were contained, then that would help him going into this period. But it's a difficult time. He's got a reshuffle that will have to come up after that. And he wants to try to get the government into a better position for the new year. Well, if Bennelong is bad, that becomes nearly impossible.
He's got to get to Christmas first. Any doubt that he won't?
I think he'll get to Christmas. After all, there's only one party meeting between now and Christmas. That sounds a very negative and hesitant way of putting it. But the other big thing is that although a lot of the troops are now very nervous, and they'll be more nervous after Saturday and quite critical, there really is no alternative who's being pushed as someone who would do better for the coalition.
Though there is sort of mutterings around now, we need a Conservative, especially in Queensland, we need a Conservative. Michelle, One Nation flopped on Saturday. It might have won 14% almost of the statewide vote, which is very, very respectable. Like, it's a hefty win for a minor party. But in all likelihood, that translates to just one seat gained. So all it really has done is splinter the Conservative vote. That's clear. Do you think the coalition parties have finally learned their lesson? There's nothing to be gained from doing preference deals with Pauline Hanson. Is that one of the lessons to take out of this?
You might have thought that they'd have learnt that lesson out of Western Australia, though. So I think you can never be sure that lessons have been learnt. I think what we see in the result in Saturday is that One Nation still has a great deal of ability to do damage to the coalition, almost whatever their relationship to it is in a particular election. But you also get the feeling that One Nation, of course, made a big mistake by over-talking its own book, saying it was going to win all these seats. It would have been better to say we're going to be really important in terms of preferences. Mm. But leaving that aside, I think you do get the impression that One Nation now is not any more a party on the move. It remains important in the political scene. It's a harbour for those many people who are disillusioned with a main party, and particularly those on the right of the spectrum who are disillusioned. But you feel it has peaked.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.